15 minutes past 8 a.m. though here on 2SER Breakfast. If you've tuned in on a Monday before, you'll know that it is, of course, the time of the week where we take a look back on the last 48 hours or so with Weekend Warrior. Our Weekend Warrior, Anthony Dockrell, joins us right now. Anthony, how are you going?
Hey, good morning, Tess.
So I will be honest, the only thing I've heard about from this last weekend was State of Origin, and I'm scared as to what else happened. Did anything else happen?
So let's talk about the State of Origin.
All right, let's do it.
But not the bloke version.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
The ladies played on Friday. Did you know about this? Ladies played on Friday. And it caused a storm on social media.
Why? Because women can't play football?
Well, because there was a photo of Karina Brown and Vanessa Falaki. I hope I pronounced her name properly there. The photo showed them fully embraced and kissing. Now, Vanessa played for New South Wales and Karina played for Queensland. And they've been in a relationship since 2014.
What heroes? Imagine playing against your partner in the State of Origin.
I know. Yeah, it really is mate versus mate.
Oh, my God.
But look, now, the picture of two women kissing in the footy community didn't go down well with all the punters out there.
Why am I not surprised?
But let's take a moment to congratulate the NRL, who quickly acted online and supported Karina and Vanessa. There was one post by an unhappy camper, and the NRL replied back this way. Welcome to 2018. Can't wait for you to join us.
Oh, what heroes. Yes.
Yeah, good work. And another post accusing the NRL of sexualizing the game.
What?
was met by this from the NRL. If we can post a photo of Cooper Cronk and his wife, Tara, kissing, then we can share a photo of Karina Brown and Ness sharing a moment too.
I mean, have you watched football? It's mostly dudes wrestling in mud.
Yeah, I know.
What? Okay.
So look, well done the NRL. They were right.
Yeah,
they were clear,
them.
Consistent and quick. They also supported their own against hate and prejudice and nonsense. Other codes, institutions, companies, they should take note of how they did this. They did it quickly, cleanly.
Good on them.
Now look, they did skirt around the issue, the really thorny issue of kissing a Queenslander. And Tess, I have no answer on this one. I mean, maybe in 2018 we'll be all okay with that idea.
We'll be able to marry Queenslanders. Unforgivable sin.
Peter Dutton popped up on the weekend in my newsfeed.
Oh, I wish he didn't.
Lucky me. He's saying we must guard against compassion towards refugees.
Guard against compassion?
Yeah, he said a single act of compassion could open the floodgates.
What?
His point was that if we bring refugees to Australia, this will open the dreaded doors of the people smugglers. So, you know, if we, as Australians, show any compassion to these people...
What?
People smugglers will start up their evil trade. He also pointed out Australia stopped boats recently. So let's get this straight, Tess.
Okay.
We can't show compassion because the evil people smugglers will conduct their trade, which they're already conducting.
Got it.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, that's very clear, isn't it? Now, look, but if Dutton is right, we can't show any compassion. Well, let's congratulate Malcolm Turnbull because he's found the right man for the job.
Oofed.
No one could accuse Dutton of a single act of compassion.
I don't think he could, no.
But just don't mention white South African farmers in his presence because he falls to pieces.
Oh, yikes.
So let's segue from our gallant but compassionless Peter Dutton and talk about an apologist for the worst excesses of the Trump administration, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. This is a big jump.
Oh, this one I have seen.
This is a big jump going from Peter Dutton to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Now, she did make the news on the weekend because she and her family went to a restaurant. The restaurant's called Red Hen. The owner of the restaurant was not comfortable serving Huckabee Sanders and asked her to leave. She and her family did so. Now, the restaurant owner was unhappy with her defense of Trump's ban of transgender people in the military. The owner also noted they were acting on behalf of their gay employees. Yes, so there you go.
What heroes, I guess.
Well, yeah, but look, I'm going to be contrarian here.
Oh, okay.
And I know this won't be popular. I totally understand where they're coming from.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't want to be the person serving Sarah.
I feel like this is going somewhere.
But I actually think they should have served her.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And the reason being is like, you know, not that this is a one-to-one match, but, you know, you can't argue that the cake maker can't make the cake for the gay couple, but, you know, the restaurant owner can't serve the woman who makes a living putting her boss's words into proper grammar.
It's a good point. There was that other woman, Kim something, a couple of years ago, who refused to issue a marriage license.
Yeah. So, look, if my take is if you're in the service industry, you serve, you don't judge.
Fair.
You know, you do the judgment after hours. You know, so personally, I think they should have served her. They should have done the traditional thing of dropping Sarah's meal on the floor and stamping on it. But they should have served her.
Well, okay, there we go. I knew that was going somewhere.
That was the weekend.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell there, weekend warrior. What a few days it was.